Drop and listen. I'm Magda, and you've just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos arigato. The secret to my weight loss goes in three parts. One of those parts is what I ate every day, what I eat every day, what I swear by. It's Verda. It comes in three flavors, chocolate, vanilla, berry. Where do you buy it? My website, www.atreve-tisandtom.com. I've been eating this every day for 3 years. It changed my body. It changed my life. Verda. A variation for the word green. In Spanish, it's verde. In French, it's verd. In my language, it's weight loss. Hi. It's been a while. The last podcast I did maybe was about 3 weeks or more. The interesting thing about that is that I'm human. I'm imperfect. And I got a lot of things going on. I'm life coaching more now. The social media has helped and the Verda sponsorship has helped me quite a bit because of all the videos and physical pictures. They bring a lot of attention and then they realize that I'm a life coach and then they want to hire me. So I'm coaching more now than before. And I'm trying to work out more than before, which is kind of hard because of all of the eating that's going on with the holidays and spring break. I mean, we live in Miami. We swim. But I went to ski in Canada with Ashlyn and Tara and Verda Nutrition. And I had a great time. A lot of old friends and new memories. I was blessed beyond belief. And Roman went skiing hardcore Beaver Creek. That's all you want for your children is for them to be better than you. I'm at best a mediocre skier, but I have a feeling that Romy, having learned earlier, has a better chance of being a great skier. So today's podcast really doesn't have a theme except other than I'm getting my feet wet and what I used to do 3-4 times a week, which I plan on doing again, which is pretty aggressive. But the truth is I'm human. Shit happens. I think people that are imperfect are more interesting. I think people that are perfect are boring. I try to usually stay away from people that are perfect. They scare me. So here goes. This podcast is really directed towards Easter and the holidays. I think the Valentine's Day podcast that I did was more or less about the same thing. I always worry about people when they get close to the holidays and I worry about them feeling lonelier. You can be single, but you can't be lonely, and that concerns me. So this podcast is for you. Happiness happens on the way to a bigger thing, right? A bigger picture, a bigger fulfillment. Happiness is the greatest paradox in nature, as far as I'm concerned. That's the greater goal. That's the biggest goal. Better than a big body, better than a big bank account is happy. Happy is very hard to attain, but it does happen. When you concentrate on a bigger fulfillment, what gives me the license to say that? It's not my Master Life Coach license, Darren. No, it's not. It's my life experience. We all want to be happy, but seeking it is not the best way to find it. It's almost like looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love in too many faces. I should have been a singer for my birthday. Anyone that loves me, I want a karaoke party. The surest path to achieving lasting happiness happens when you make your life about something greater, bigger, purpose, meaning. That's what's going to bring happiness. Looking for that every day with your actions, purpose, meaning. Not chasing a dollar, not chasing a skirt, not chasing a man. Maybe chasing a dream will bring happiness faster. That's what I think. Discovering that dream, that bigger purpose, that why, discovering that should be the drive. What's the thing that gets you up in the morning? You know, when you open your eyes, what do you think about? And what keeps you going when you're tired? Like, we're about 2 o'clock. I need a coffee. I try never to drink coffee. I'm a personal trainer. After the coffee, you have a crash. So why not have mint tea? Yeah, that's a better option. Who do you think about? What do you think about? What drives you when you're tired or worn down about 2-3 o'clock in the day? Or maybe 2-3 o'clock in the morning for you. I don't know. I sometimes refer to this as my driving force, my big why, my purpose. It's what gets me excited. It's why I'm doing what I'm doing. Right? It's identifying that why. Why am I a personal trainer? It wasn't my lifelong aspiration. Why am I a master life coach? It wasn't my lifelong aspiration. Why am I a podcaster and a blogger? Neither were my dreams. But you know why I do those things? Not because of the great pay, I got to tell you. It's because it's fulfilling. It gives me happiness. And when you're happy, you make money. When you make money, you get more happy. I mean, let's be honest. You buy more things. You know, you can help more people. You can pay it more forward. That's the drive, right? Absent an answer, if you don't have that why or that bigger purpose, pick an area, a direction. For me, it was helping people. Helping people helped me. Today's post on Instagram, the title was Mastering Life, One Coaching Session at a Time. That's by no means cute or on fleek or on point or hashtag heaven, which, by the way, these hashtags, I'm going to do a podcast this week on Instagram. They're just getting cuter by the minute. I really did mean the title. One session at a time, I master my own life. When I sit or crawl or run or walk with one of my coaches, I master my own life. I take from that session a little bit, a little something. It's always in the details. And I apply it to my own happiness and I help myself. It is the coolest evolution. It is so rewarding and worthwhile, and I'm not going to stop. As a matter of fact, in my life, for me, I am actually trying to find a synergy where I can coach more bigger people, bigger audience. I am working with Virta now, so I'm hoping that through that venue, I can, through that alliance, I can reach more people. This Master Life coaching thing, it's just so cool. They use me as a conduit to find answers, whether it be business, personal, physical change and betterment. They use me as a conduit. Please use me a lot. I want to be part of that. I think it's a very cool place to be. For me, it looks like this. My purpose is to help people live the greatest life possible through my teaching, coaching, writing, podcasting. So then what does my life look like? It looks better every day. Teaching is the one thing, coaching, blogging. So one thing that has been so fruitful for me, I wake up excited. At first it was teaching my clients how to get a better body, diet, etc. But then it became a little bit deeper than that. And what happens is I get sponsored. I people start helping me help people. And that's very rewarding. Now, purpose without priority is powerless, right? So you have to get organized in the way you go about things. Like, anybody can go to a hospital or a charity group and give money. Anybody can do that. And I encourage everybody to do that at least once or on a holiday. When you're lonely, go find a family that needs you. There are many. But priority, what I mean by priority is, how do you reach a greater goal? How do you reach more? For me, how do I reach more people? For you, it could be how to reach a higher position in your job, whatever that may be. For Easter, maybe if you're lonely, how can you have a better day? Who can you help to have a better day? That's really what I think about when I think of holidays, when I think of purpose, happiness, the priority in order. How does the priority go? Easter in Spanish is Pascua Navideña. You know, there's a whole bunch of religion tied to Easter. I respect them all. I really do. Easter is, for me, a great holiday. Personally, I have run with my son in many Easter egg hunts looking for that golden egg. And we have found a lot of candy and had a great time doing it. I hope for you and your family and your religions and your traditions that in the order of priority, you achieve happiness. I also feel that after Easter, the day after, you brush off all the food that you ate and you start anew. And in order of priority, you live with a greater purpose in search for what we all want, and that is happiness. And thank you for listening to me, not only on this podcast, but on every other podcast. I'm interesting. I'm funny. But I really don't know why I've been blessed with a following. Thank you so very much. My next podcast is on Instagram. Instagram has 33 million people on it. I think it's a very hot topic. I use it. I love it. I hate it. I don't want it. Blocking is for the weak. I'm going to leave my page very public so everybody could see it. Some of you will jump for joy and some of you will cry. It doesn't really matter. That's the next podcast. So happy Easter. Have a great Passover. And my family is your family. I'm a coach. That's my purpose. That's my greater, higher meaning. I hope you can identify your why. And if you can't, I coach on Skype too. Thank you, and I'll be back with Instagram soon. I got him. I got my favorite sponsor. They're all my favorite sponsor, but this one's open for life. I'm so fresh, fresh to death. Here in the 305, there's a place called Hugo Fresh, where we drink mad juice. They've got the right medicina for you. It's where the vida is. Homegrown, local love, community members, and just downright outrageous. They're paddleboarders. They're yogis. They're very LA, very New York, and now they're my sponsors with various locations throughout South Florida. www.hugofresh.com. They're open for life.